U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Actions Honor the Harvest Forum is September 10th through the 12th at New Sun Dairy, located just outside Salt Lake City, Utah. This is a one-of-a-kind experience where executive leaders and agricultural producers meet on a farm to generate new ideas, partnerships, and actions to advance sustainable food, fuel, and fiber. Showcase your brand to thought leaders across the food and agricultural value chain by becoming an Honor the Harvest sponsor. Learn more at usfarmersandranchers.org/honor the harvest.
U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action connects you to the leading minds in agriculture. Join farm, food, and facts host Joanna Guza to explore the latest in sustainable food, fuel, fiber, and more across the value chain.
Welcome back to Farm Food Facts, brought to you by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, where it's our mission to bring all of American agriculture together with farmers and ranchers at the center to collectively identify and tackle critical long-term issues. One of the many ways we accomplish this mission is by hosting the Honor the Harvest Forum each year. USFRA's Honor the Harvest Forum is September 10th through the 12th at New Sun Dairy, located just outside Salt Lake City, Utah. This is a one-of-a-kind experience where executive leaders and agricultural producers meet on a ranch or a farm to generate new ideas, partnerships, and actions to advance sustainable food, fuel, and fiber. Today, we are going to meet the host of the 2024 USFRA's Honor the Harvest Forum, and that is Mitch and Holly Hancock. They are dairy farmers and the owners of New Sun Dairy. We will learn about the history of the farm, technology, efforts to engage consumers, and what they are most looking forward to at Honor the Harvest. Well, to get our conversation started, can you tell us about the history of the farm?
Holly and I have been involved in the farm now for about 13 years. We're a second generation farm. We took over the farm and the dairy operation from Holly's dad. Holly was raised doing this and I was not. So it's been a treat to learn and understand more about agriculture and be involved in agriculture the last 13 years. The farm itself and the dairy itself has been in operation in our family since about 1994 under the name of New Sun Dairy. Right now we milk about 3,200 cows. We have a total of about 7,000 cows out here in west of Corinn, Utah. We farm about 2,500 acres on all flood irrigation, growing crops such as corn for silage, alfalfa for haylage and dry baled hay, as well as triticale for silage and some triticale for seed.
Can you share why it's called New Sun Dairy?
So my mom came up with the name. My dad came to this farm and started milking cows in 1982, and the farm was called Sunrise Dairy. And my dad worked here. He didn't own any of it. He bought a separate location that's about 3 miles away, and he named it Sunset Dairy. So he worked here and then had his own barn and his own herd. In 1993, he and the owner of Sunrise Dairy decided to partner. They took their two dairies, one Sunset, one Sunrise, and made the New Sun Dairy. And they spelled new like moo. So it's N-O-O. And we get asked that all the time. Who came up with it? It is my mom. My mom came up with the name.
Oh, well, we're excited to be having Honor the Harvest. You shared a little bit about the current size. Can you share more about your roles, Mitch and Holly, on the farm?
My role is more, I do a lot in the office. I wish I had more time available to spend outside. But I do a lot of animal management, number management. We have three locations. We have a dairy we call New Sun, which is the home dairy. We have another dairy we call the Harper Dairy. And then the dairy that we'll be hosting the USFRA at will be Sunray Dairy, all part of the New Sun Dairy Group. And my role entails anything from financial and animal management to health and protocols, records, employee. I have one guy that helps me with HR, and I spend most of my time in the office. I'm on the board for the Bear River Canal Company, which is our irrigation company. We also run a few other businesses out of the office here. And so I tend to allocate my time proportionately over the other businesses. And the more I try to get outside, the harder it becomes.
Right. And Holly, what's your role on the farm?
I don't know if there's a title, but somebody who has to manage all of the bills and the paying the bills. So that's what I do. I do the payroll. We have about 70 employees. So I do all the payroll, reporting. I do all the banking reconciliations, all the accounts payable, all the accounts receivable. We sit about 10 feet apart from each other all day long in the office running this together.
It's definitely a family business, and we'll get more into your team of employees because we know that it's a team effort. I mean, you both are very modest people that we know that you're spending so much time in the office, but you are also coordinating, you know, all of your employees and making sure that the farm is running successful. But before we get to that, where does your milk get shipped and what is it made into?
So we have the three different sites. Each ship as their own dairy. New Sun Dairy here where we're at the main office ships to Gosner Foods in Logan. The Harper Dairy also goes to Gosner Foods over in Logan. It's about 35 miles over the hill. Most of that is made into Swiss cheese or shelf-stable milk. Gosner's ships a lot of shelf-stable milk overseas to the military, things like that. They also process Swiss cheese for other brands, other branding names. And then our Sunray Dairy, where we'll host Honor the Harvest, ships to Danone down in Salt Lake, and again, about 50 miles south of us, made into largely yogurt.
My curiosity, you're shipping to three different areas and different products. Your milk chuck must look different amongst those different areas because of those different commodities where cheese, you know, wants higher components. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. In Utah, we are paid based on a class three market. We also have a mixed herd, so that adds another level of component. We farm Jerseys as well as Holsteins. We have about 2,700 Holsteins and about 400, 500 Jerseys at the moment. So that adds some complexity to the milk checks. And then we dry off all our animals. So our animals that are not milking and preparing to have a calf, they come to one location where they're taken care of by a team that is trained specific for their needs. And then they have a calf and they're introduced back into what we call a fresh pen. And then they're hauled out to one of the other dairies to be milked. So we have a lot of moving parts and we do the best we can to manage consistency and manage numbers for the animal welfare part of it. But yeah, our milk checks are a little unique and they're different across the three dairies, and they're definitely different across the companies that we send to. But we have very good relationships and hope to have long-term relationships with both companies.
Right. We know that's key. The Wisconsin girl in me, a lot of our milk is made into cheese. So we're in that class three category. So unique to hear that perspective. Now, let's talk about your team of employees. Can you share more about how many people you employ and some of the key things that you do with your employees?
We're set up to operate as three different independent dairies. So each dairy has its own milking crew for day shift, its own milking crew for night shift. And then each of the dairies has what we call a middle manager, and that middle manager is in charge of the milking crew, as well as breeding, insemination, and vet checks for each of those dairies. And then between relief employees for days off, we offer our employees paid vacation as part of their salary package. So between paid vacation, between regular vacation and days off, and the middle management, we employ about 44 employees milking cows daily. We raise our own heifers and replacement animals, and we have a crew of about 7 or 8 total that manage replacement animals from day-old calves up to calving, up to their fresh period. And then that group of middle managers that is over the milking crew has a manager that they answer to below me. We have 4 of those managed that help through different aspects of the different businesses. One that runs the farm side of the business, one that runs the heifer raising side of the business, one that helps run animal management, easy weigh, easy feed, and data logging for all of the animals. And considering they're at three different sites, they're all linked to one manageable site. And then I have one manager that gets to do everything I don't want to do, and you'll meet him at a later date. But he is our HR, he's our facility maintenance. We have rental homes that we help our employees live in. He helps me maintain and manage all of that.
Right, because your team is critical to your success.
Very much.
I know I've heard a lot of Wisconsin dairy farmers say that same message. They wouldn't be able to do it without their strong team of employees. But then on your end, being the owners, you have a lot of organization that you're doing to keep everyone flowing, everyone happy, everyone well-trained. There's so much that goes into that, and I'm excited for our attendees at Honor the Harvest to experience that and see that firsthand. Let's talk about some of the technology that you have on the farm. Can you share what different technology you utilize on the farm?
We try to be open-minded for technology that helps labor savings on milking animals and manure separation, manure management, as well as water management in our flood irrigation system. Some of the technologies that are current, ongoing, and being monitored closely are irrigation techniques, water measuring devices, automated valve systems that create a surge irrigation method of farming, hoping to save water, hoping to conserve water. We have help from other entities in the state that are pushing what's called the water optimization program right now, making it possible for farmers to pipe open ditches and open irrigation systems. One of the points that we like to make about that technology and that improved irrigation system, I have about 22 miles of open ditch. And on certain open ditches, if we are waiting for water to get to the end, I have a 45-minute wait for water to show up before I can begin irrigating. When we pipe and do these automation and measuring devices on these ditches, my wait turns into about 45 seconds versus 45 minutes. Oh. And everything in between is water conserved for our use on our acres, or water that stays in the piggy bank that we would have with the irrigation company that delivers our water to our farm. And so we work a lot with that type of automation right now. We're hopeful that in the very near future, we're going to start the process to be building a new rotary parlor and milk cows out of a new rotary parlor. And there will be automation that will be implemented in milking procedures, pre-dip, post-dip, as well as some manure management technology here at this dairy. We do have that technology to other dairies, but at this dairy, it'll be new. So it's kind of a fingers in all pots, doing the best we can to be efficient and operate efficiently and operate with what we feel is a long-term vision of our team members, the success of our team members, the success of our company, the longevity of our name. And we feel like we all take a part in doing that.
Right. And you're thinking about the next generation. I mean, I know you both have children, so you're thinking about who might want to come back to the farm and be a part of the farm. And when you're implementing these new technologies and thinking about the land and how you're caring for your animals and your employees, that just makes you successful for the next generation. Well, your farm has done an exceptional job engaging consumers on agriculture, and we appreciate you sharing your time with us today and at Honor the Harvest in September. Can you tell us about the variety of groups you've hosted and share what you've learned from each group?
One of our common groups that comes out are field trips, especially one certain school here. They like to bring out the kids once a year, and I think about 100 kids come.
We had 150 last week.
150, yes, and the kids enjoy it. They have fun. They love feeding the baby cows the most. We make sure that there's bottles for them to bottle feed the babies, and they love that. But I always stand back as Mitch gives the tour and talk to the parents, and I'm always surprised. The parents have such great questions, and I think they're more engaged in what's going on even than the kids are. And we feel like it's a good way even for the parents to see and understand the life of a dairy farm and where their food comes from. That's one of my favorite that come.
And I think it's a very good experience, not only for the young kids who have no experience, but for the older parents who are providing those products in their refrigerators to their children. And to get to know us, I think that creates us a unique bond that they can tie that desire, that want, that need of what's in the refrigerator to the person who's creating it for them. And in our case, a lot of that's very local. You know, our kids at school lunch drink shelf-stable milk or take animals to school, and we can say, yes, this is our contribution to the food chain, to the supply chain, and this is how it's made from the very beginning to the very end. This is how it's made, and this is the nutrition that goes into it. We spend a lot of time working with Dairy West and hosting groups of nutrition and dietetics from University of Utah, Southern Utah University. We had Utah Valley University. We've had Utah State University. We have one coming up in May with SUU, and I believe there's supposed to be 40 people coming that are the professors that are coming to see what we do and how the nutrition affects the push for healthy you, healthy me, healthy products on our shelves. And then we had the privilege of hosting the U.S. speed skating team about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And had a wonderful experience. And I think one of the main things that we take home from that is the opportunity to share just little bits and pieces that make a connection to people who really have no idea. And that, it's almost like you can see, you know, the light turn on and the relationships start to form, and then that bond tends to last. And we could see them years down the road. And we see parents that come from 3 years ago that say, we had such a wonderful experience. We couldn't wait for this one. Our older kids, that's all they want to do is talk about their experience. We're excited for our younger kids to be able to see the same thing. And that's been a very heartwarming opportunity for us to be involved with representing agriculture to these people.
Thank you for taking the time. I mean, you're managing a farm, you're managing your family, and then you're opening the doors for more people to come in and experience that. So thank you for all that you're doing to share that message with consumers. A couple more questions as we wrap up this episode of Farm Food Facts. What is the best advice you've received that's made your farm successful?
Well, I come from an engineering background and a general contractor. So when people tell me you have to be open-minded, I feel that that's my forte. I never had the experience of doing things the way Dad always did things. In a very unfortunate matter, you know, Holly and I are the owners of the business. We had been partners with her parents, and we lost her dad a few years ago. And so for the two of us, it's been a learning experience on our own for many years, which allows us to be open-minded to things that could potentially help the business. And I think we do a good job of balancing what is business versus what is due to habitual nature. How's that?
Spot on. And Holly, from your perspective, any advice that's helped bring your farm success?
She puts up with me.
People always say that if you're married, you shouldn't work together. And we have been defying that advice. So who knows? We don't. We work 10 feet apart from each other, and it's worked out fine so far.
Right.
All day long, every day, for since 2013, we've sat in the same office space and done what we've done every day.
I think the person that said that saying didn't know a lot about agriculture, because 95% of all farms in the United States are family owned and operated. So it's not that uncommon that you are working close with your spouse, and you know, you both bring unique aspects to the farm. Now, two questions. What future goals do you have for the farm?
One of my goals is to ensure that what we're doing today is left better than the way we found it. And our focus currently is on water conservation, but I think that entails soil health, soil quality, and water quality, and everything that ties into the resources that God gives us to work the ground. Another one of mine is to continue to emphasize and continue to work towards the benefit of a healthy cow, the benefit of a healthy product, the benefit of healthy inputs, the quality, the holistic quality of milk, in and the benefit of that quality of milk through the entire food chain. I think dairymen in general know how important that is and do everything they can do to make that a priority. And I want to continue that.
I think over the next couple of years, we want to make sure that we are advocating for dairy farms and telling people our story. We have things to share here to help educate those who live around us about what goes on farms, what goes on to help make the food that they eat. And so we have taken active steps in making sure we are places where we can share our story. Another reason we're happy to host the Honor the Harvest, so that we have a chance to share on a broader scale.
Well, let's wrap up this interview with the last question. What are you most looking forward to at Honor the Harvest?
I'm excited to meet other people. I think it's exciting to host, to feel like you're welcoming people to something that is near and dear to us. This is where I grew up. This is where we're raising our family. I'm excited to share.
I look forward to networking, both for people to whom we can showcase our operation, but also people who we can showcase agriculture in general. And I think a lot of people outside of Utah do not perceive Utah as a big agriculture populace. We want to prove that we are, and that we're doing our due diligence, and agriculture as a whole is very alive, and we want to keep it alive and well for the future generations in Utah.
USFRA's Honor the Harvest is September 10th through the 12th at New Sun Dairy, located just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. If you are interested in showcasing your brand to thought leaders across the food and agriculture value chain, then you can become an Honor the Harvest sponsor. You can learn more about that in the description of this podcast. We appreciate your time. If you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please subscribe and rate us on your favorite podcast app. Tune in again. I'm Joanna Guza for Farm Food Facts.